I'm Leslie Lotto with an earful. What is a euphemism? This is silly and trite, but I'm going for it. May the fourth be with you. But what I mean to say is may the force be with you. Is this a euphemism? Do you know what that is? I thought it meant something else, frankly, but when I looked it up, I was shaken. Changing a famous movie line to make people focus on something silly instead is not a euphemism. It's whimsy. It's being carefree, and it's giving laugh with me and stop being so serious for a minute. And why not? I've been talking about joy and whimsy a lot here lately, and even love. I think we've lost the plot in this country. We are so serious about every single thing. Every day, we're diverted to pay more attention to things that feel like they don't matter to the average person. They actually might. And increasingly, away from the light. I'm a news person, so it's my job not to be whimsical on the air. But what about being whimsical, joyful, and lovely in all other matters? Honestly, that is a real struggle lately. So, may the force be with you. Remember, this last story is not for air. The next five are free for you to air on your radio station and or podcast. Back in the good old days, we got toys in our cereal. I remember digging through Cap'n Crunch to get to the bottom of the box, but that stopped some time ago. Not for long, though. W.K. Kellogg Company has announced they are sticking toys into some breakfast cereals again, which is apparently a first in over a decade. This week, expect to find toys in their special edition boxes of Frosted Flakes, Fruit Loops, Apple Jacks, and Corn Pops ahead of the release of the next Toy Story movie, which comes out in June. A first for a major school district, classroom screen time limits. The Los Angeles Unified School District will be the first major district in the country with this mandate that starts this fall. The school board unanimously approved the decision. They have to write up their official policy still, but it looks like it could take shape in the next couple of months to establish maximum daily and weekly screen times, which will be grade level specific. Did you hear you can get rotisserie chicken as part of SNAP nowadays? New legislation will allow supplemental nutrition assistance program recipients to get the goods through the brand new Hot Rotisserie Chicken Act. Currently, recipients are not allowed hot prepared items, so hot items other than the chickens are still ineligible. The sponsors of the bill say it's important to make it easier, not harder, to get food on folks' tables. Archaeologists just found bread. Yep, kind of unusual, as these researchers typically find items that are hardier structures like pottery, weapons, fossils. But somehow a group of Swiss researchers found what seems to be a charred piece of 2,000-year-old Roman bread. The researchers say it was about 4 inches wide and 1.2 inches thick and probably was some sort of flatbread. They found it while sifting through a 43,000-square-foot area near a Roman site known for being strategically positioned along major river routes. Here we are with another thing called something-something maxing. This one's kind of fun. Nona maxing. Nona maxing has nothing to do with how you look or what you eat. It is, though, about living and even cooking like an Italian granny, a nona. You would dump the everyday hustle and hang with your girls or guys for lovely lunches, take a digital detox, and wander about in your sweats or grandma PJs. Sign me up. I'm Leslie Lotto, and this has been an earful. Back in the good old days, we got toys in our cereal. I remember digging through Cap'n Crunch to get to the bottom of the box, but that stopped some time ago. Not for long, though. W.K. Kellogg Company has announced they are sticking toys into some breakfast cereals again, which is apparently a first in over a decade. This week, expect to find toys in their special edition boxes of Frosted Flakes, Fruit Loops, Apple Jacks, and Corn Pops ahead of the release of the next Toy Story movie, which comes out in June. I'm Leslie Lotto. A first for a major school district, classroom screen time limits. The Los Angeles Unified School District will be the first major district in the country with this mandate that starts this fall. The school board unanimously approved the decision. They have to write up their official policy still, but it looks like it could take shape in the next couple of months to establish maximum daily and weekly screen times, which will be grade level specific. I'm Leslie Lotto. Did you hear you can get rotisserie chicken as part of SNAP nowadays? New legislation will allow supplemental nutrition assistance program recipients to get the goods through the brand new Hot Rotisserie Chicken Act. Currently, recipients are not allowed hot prepared items, so hot items other than the chickens are still ineligible. The sponsors of the bill say it's important to make it easier, not harder, to get food on folks' tables. I'm Leslie Lotto. Archaeologists just found bread. Yep, kind of unusual, as these researchers typically find items that are hardier structures like pottery, weapons, fossils. But somehow a group of Swiss researchers found what seems to be a charred piece of 2,000-year-old Roman bread. The researchers say it was about 4 inches wide and 1.2 inches thick and probably was some sort of flatbread. They found it while sifting through a 43,000-square-foot area near a Roman site known for being strategically positioned along major river routes. I'm Leslie Lotto. Here we are with another thing called something-something maxing. This one's kind of fun. Nona maxing. Nona maxing has nothing to do with how you look or what you eat. It is, though, about living and even cooking like an Italian granny, a Nona. You would dump the everyday hustle and hang with your girls or guys for lovely lunches, take a digital detox, and wander about in your sweats or grandma PJs. Sign me up. I'm Leslie Lotto.